Phone Boy Speaks, episode 345, the Lumia 625 goes back.
The Lumia 625 that Nokia had sent me for trial is going back. And of course, it has to go back because they only gave it to me for a limited period of time. So I'm going to get it out before the Thanksgiving holiday here. And yeah, it was a nice phone. I mean, it's and I purposefully, you know, when I was comparing it to the iPhone 5 and a little bit, of, you know, I said it was kind of like comparing a Porsche to a Toyota Camry. And from that perspective, yeah, it is. But it's also comparing iOS to Windows Phone as well. For a Windows Phone device, you know, in that price point, I think it's a nice handset, and I've said so. It seems to address some of the issues I had with the 520, and if there was a US version of it, I would certainly look to pick one up, assuming I could find one at, you know, $150 or whatever, because that's about what they go for, £150 in the UK, and it seems to be about the magic price point. But I think the 520 ends up still being the winner for me. I mean, I guess I could get a 622, I suppose, but there's other things that are supposedly missing from the handset. It's not, again, it's designed to be a low-end device, and I think it's, you know, again, it's aimed, that one is aimed at a slightly, you know, higher spec, and you know, with 4G and LTE and God knows what else. But of course, I didn't get to try that out. And I took some pictures with it, and I did some side-by-side comparisons, and I mean, it's, again, they're not, the optics in the phone is not fantastic. They're not designed to be at a $150 price point. It takes serviceable pictures if you have decent lighting. I was at a meeting where they were talking about how people use their devices, and so I was taking a couple of pictures of the screen that they were showing, and I compared it with the iPhone 5S, and yeah, it's obviously the pictures on the iPhone 5S were a little bit better because the screen was kind of far away, and so it was, you know, I didn't get as quite a clear pictures there, but again, it's a $150 phone versus, you know, $1,000 phone, which is kind of what an iPhone 5 is if you get it unsubsidized. So I'm not going to say it's a bad device. I mean, unfortunately, it still has some of the issues that Windows Phone has, which is that it doesn't have certain applications I need. And also some of the other apps that are on there are, you know, I don't know that there's as high a quality, but anyway, they're there. And, you know, I'd say a lot of the apps are there. Hey, Instagram's now there. If you're looking for, I think the battery on this device would be pretty good. It's certainly bigger than the 520, although it's not removable and changeable, which might be a problem. But I imagine it would do fairly well on battery, but I didn't push it that far on the battery side of things. Anyway, I wish Nokia had a US version of the phone. Maybe they do. That's coming at some point soon to replace or refresh the 620, or we'll see some variant on Verizon or something. But certainly if they can keep that price point in mind, I think it might be a nice addition. Although certainly the 520 clearly hit the right price point. So maybe what they need to do is introduce a phone at that price point for $100. And my guess is you'll probably be able to get that phone subsidized in the US for about that price, maybe. Because even that $100 price point that I said for the 520, that's subsidized. I mean, AT&T subsidized it. I don't remember how much, but I guess the difference is the T-Mobile version, I guess, is $129 or something. So maybe they subsidized it $30. Whatever. It's still a nice practical Windows Phone device, but it's got to go back. And if I could trade it somehow for my 520, I would. But it's got to go back. So somebody else can experience it, and I think it's definitely worth experiencing. But, you know, the 520 meets my, you know, my Windows Phone needs right at the moment. Maybe if I get a 1020, that would be kind of cool, because I do happen to like cameras, although I don't use them as much as I perhaps should. But that's been something I've been experimenting with on the 5S since it has a better camera and able to do more things. That'll be a separate podcast, I suppose.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.